Body Scan. Welcome to the Guided Body Scan Meditation. By listening to this practice, you've already done the hardest part. You've begun. Now you can relax and be guided into a vacation from busyness and self-improvement. For this practice, please find a quiet place where you can be undisturbed for the next 30 minutes or so. If you're able to lie down without going to sleep, lie down on your back with your hands palm up, your arms about 45 degrees from your body, and a pillow behind your head or knees if needed for comfort. Or you might prefer to do the body scan sitting upright with an erect spine. When you're ready, allow your eyes to close gently. Let's start with three deep diaphragmatic breaths, inhaling through the nostrils and directing the in-breath down into the belly, feeling first the belly expand and then the chest, filling the whole torso with the in-breath up to the collarbones. Then exhaling fully and completely, emptying the torso of the breath so that you pull the belly button back toward the spine before taking in the next breath. Repeat this process for two more cycles of in-breaths and out-breaths. After the third exhalation, allow the breath to breathe itself as it does whenever you're not controlling it. Now, begin scanning the body by bringing your attention to your feet. Notice any and all sensations in both feet. How do your toes feel? Can you feel them without moving them? Can you distinguish one toe from another without wiggling them? Direct your attention to the tops of your feet and the soles of your feet, noticing both the obvious sensations of your feet or heels making contact with the surface beneath you, and the more subtle sensations, like your socks touching your skin. Notice how they feel right now, in this present moment, without judging or trying to fix anything. If you become aware of these sensations changing, see if you can be aware of that change without trying to control or direct it. Now, slowly move your attention up your legs. Begin by tuning into the ankle joint, this important and complex connection between your shin bones and your feet, which allows the foot to move up and down and side to side. again without moving the feet. See what you're able to actually feel in this part of the body. If there's no sensation, just notice that. If it helps to visualize the ankle in your mind's eye, that's also fine. Slowly scan your attention up both legs, from the ankles to the knees. As you feel your lower legs, you might find it helpful to tune in first to the more obvious sensations, like the point of contact between the calves and the surface they're resting on. And then see if you can notice any more subtle sensations, like your clothing touching your skin, or even a sense of the hardness and solidity of the shin bone. When you're ready, move your attention up to your knee joints, visualizing the knees first, if that helps you to tune them in more clearly, and then seeing what sensations are present in this moment, in parts of the body where there may be injury or pain. See if you can focus on the elemental aspects of your experience, such as temperature, moisture, texture and movement, rather than the story about the pain. Whenever you become aware that the mind has wandered into any kind of thought, gently bring it back to the physical experience of the body. Continue to scan your attention up the leg, bringing awareness now to the thighs or upper legs. It's helpful to be patient and gentle with your mind, remembering that it's the nature of mind to wander, the default network of the mind ruminates. There's no need to judge or attempt to get rid of thoughts. They just happen. They're as much a part of being human as the throbbing of your heart. When they're strong enough to call your attention away from the body, your only job is to escort your attention back once you notice it's strayed. Now inhale, and imagine that as you exhale, you can direct the breath down your legs and out through the soles of the feet. This is, of course, just in your imagination. We can't actually feel the breath moving down the legs. But the oxygen does move out from the lungs through the bloodstream into all the cells in the body. Imagine the life-giving force of the breath sweeping through your legs and releasing carbon dioxide out the soles of the feet. If you have trouble visualizing this, just take a few deep breaths. after your next out-breath. Let go of the legs in your mind's eye and move your attention to the pelvic region. As best you can, bringing non-judgmental awareness to the sensations in the buttocks, hips, pelvis, and genitals. Noticing strong sensations, subtle sensations, and even the lack of sensation with equal interest and impartiality. Bring as much genuine curiosity as you can to the lived experience of your body. Shifting the attention now to the lower abdomen and lower back. Noticing the sensations created by the breath in this part of the body. Perhaps feeling the balloon-like expansion of the in-breath and the deflation or collapsing of the out-breath. Explore further to see if there are any sensations in the lower digestive tract. Now move your awareness up to your waist. Imagine circling your waist with awareness, like a belt around your midsection. Feeling the movement of the breath, or perhaps the constriction of your clothing. Continue scanning up the torso to the chest and mid-back. Can you feel the contact the back makes with the surface it's touching? Can you distinguish the shoulder blades from the spine? Notice how the breath feels in this part of the torso. How sensitive is the skin to the touch of your clothes? Can you feel the rib cage as it floats up and down with the breath? See what you're able to feel without judging the sensations or assigning a grade to how well you're doing. Move your attention all the way up to the collarbones and the top of the thoracic vertebrae, feeling whatever sensations are present at the top of the torso. Now take a few slow, deep breaths, focusing your attention on the torso as you breathe. In this part of the body, you can feel the sensations created by the breath as you direct the in-breath down to your lower abdomen and slowly fill up the whole torso, all the way up to the collarbones. Then, on the out-breath, feel the sensations as the air leaves the top of the lungs, the middle and lower part of the lungs, and exaggerate the out-breath by pulling the belly button toward the spine in order to expel all of the air from the body before taking your next in-breath. as you breathe in this way, enlist your imagination once again by picturing the oxygen releasing energy in the cells on the in-breath and expelling carbon dioxide on the out-breath. When you're ready, release the torso from your mind's eye and move your attention to your hands, allowing them to remain still. Move your mind rather than your body, letting yourself feel the gross level of sensation first, like the sense of touch or pressure where your hands rest at your sides. And then see if you can feel your fingertips and the tops of your hands. Can you feel the temperature of the air on your skin? Are you aware of any stiffness in your hands as they simply lie quietly at your sides? As you go through the body, there's no need to make anything special happen. Most of what you notice will be quite ordinary. Pressure, contact, tingling, warmth, coolness, itching, softness, stiffness, heaviness, lightness. If a part of the body has no sensation, just notice this, perhaps using a mental label like numb or blank. If there's pain or other strong sensations in other parts of the body, acknowledge this and gently escort your attention back to the part of the body that's the focus of the body scan. Move the attention up through the wrist joints, bringing them into awareness in whatever way is most effective for you. Then explore the hands and the fingers with a gentle, steady attention, slowly moving your mind rather than your body. Remember that each time you return your awareness to the body scan, you're strengthening your ability to direct and sustain attention. Now begin to scan up your arms, feeling first the forearms, and then slowly scan up through the elbow joints into the upper arms. There's no need to try to fix, relax, or change any aspect of your experience. Your job is to patiently return your attention again and again to the simple, immediate, and direct experience of the body in the present moment. Keep moving your attention up the arms until you arrive at the neck and shoulders, and take a moment to explore the sensations in this part of the body. Many people hold a fair amount of tension here and this can result in either discomfort or numbness. See what's true for you in this moment, bringing a beginner's mind, even if there's been chronic pain in this part of the body. Inhale deeply and imagine the breath moving down your arms and out the palms of your hands, bringing rich, oxygenated blood to every cell in this part of the body. Feel free to adjust the direction of the in-breath or the out-breath in any way that makes it easier for you to visualize the breath moving through the arms. After your next out-breath, let go of the arms and move your attention to the back of the head. If you're lying down, feel the weight of the head and the place of contact where it rests on the floor or your pillow. See if you can feel your hair, your scalp, and your skull. Then move your attention over the crown of your head and down to your forehead. Notice any tension here, as well as more subtle sensations like the air on your skin or on the frontal bone of your forehead. Can you feel your eyebrows? What about the furrow between your brows? Move your attention slowly down your face, pausing to explore sensation in your eyelids and eyeballs resting in their sockets, the bridge of your nose, as well as the nose itself, your cheeks, the sides of your face, your lips, the inside of your mouth, and your jaw. Remember that you're not trying to relax or change anything, just to bring your attention to whatever is true for you in this moment. Now, imagine that the breath sweeps the entire length and breadth of the body, beginning either at the top of the head or at the toes, whatever feels more natural to you. Enlisting your powers of imagination to visualize the breath traveling to every cell in your body, bringing in nourishment and releasing toxins. Taking a few minutes to savor the inherent genius of your body as it quietly engages in the complex orchestration of keeping you alive. For the last minute of the body scan, let go of the breath and the need to direct the attention in any way, and give yourself the gift of just being. The body breathing itself as you let yourself off the hook of drivenness for this precious moment. When you feel ready, return your awareness to the entire body, beginning to wiggle your hands and feet. You might want to move your arms and legs, stretch, or rock from side to side on your back with your knees drawn into your chest. Gently open your eyes and return your awareness to the room. Congratulations on completing the body scan. Whether you were sleepy or agitated, comfortable or uncomfortable, you've strengthened not only your ability to pay attention, but your capacity to be present for your experience with interest and kindness. May this bring you ever-increasing ease and well-being amid all the ups and downs of everyday life.